trips to India. $200 million a day. That's hard to get your head around, isn't it? $200 million a day. Couldn't he just call tech support and got the same deal? And how does it feel for the president? I know people are all saying there, and this is no referendum on him, but just the mere act that you get your ass kicked has stocks going through the roof.
The Dennis Miller Show, 3 till 5, only on 1320 WILS.
Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to welcome in our next guest, Bill Anderson, legislative liaison for the Michigan Townships Association. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Very good.
Well, we have heard so many different slants on the economic crisis in the state of Michigan and how so many different groups are suffering as a result. Something tells me that townships are not immune.
Oh, never, never. We have to deal with the problems just like everybody else, with property taxes going down, revenue sharing going down, and trying to figure out how to make the budgets work.
What percent of our citizens, those who may be listening right now, live in townships?
Most people don't realize, but the majority of the citizens in this state actually live in townships. It's just over 50%, and that number obviously will be confirmed when the census numbers come out next April.
Would you expect that number is growing?
Oh, it has. If you look at Michigan, if you go back, I was looking at some information from the last ConCon, an old issue. In 1963, we had 7.5 million people in this state. 5 million lived in cities, 2.5 million lived in townships. And today, it's 5 million in cities, 5 million in townships.
So it's roughly the same, you say, or more?
It's within a percentage point of the cities. So we're almost 50-50, but we're just slightly ahead.
All right. In terms of what that means to government services and the way that townships function, well, what are the implications of this budget crisis that would be any different for what cities would experience?
Well, townships are probably situated in most situations to deal with the crisis a little bit better than cities. We don't have nearly the personnel costs, health care costs, retirement costs that you're going to find in the cities. So most townships in this state are running on a fairly lean budget, and a lot of their money is going into projects. So when times get really tough, it becomes more an issue of do we do a project or not versus whether we have to lay people off. You know, we're the people out there running paid-on-call fire departments. So we only pay our firefighters when the tone goes off and they have to go to a fire, which, again, it's one of those issues where those kind of cost controls are probably a little bit easier in townships than in cities.
All right. In terms of the national level, spending on local government services means what in almost every category?
Well, it's interesting because what we did at the Michigan Townships Association is we went into the U.S. Census numbers, and believe it or not, the census actually does more than just go out and count everybody once every 10 years. They actually put out reports that break down all state and local government spending on a state-by-state basis. And it breaks it down into like 150 different categories. And one of the problems is when you look at that, it's just numbers. You know, this state is spending $7 billion and this state is spending $20 billion. It doesn't tell you a whole lot. So what we did is we went in and adjusted all those to per capita amounts. And what we really wanted to look at, and this kind of gets to the direction of our new governor, is what are we spending our money on? How competitive are we with other states in terms of where we get our revenue and what we're spending it on?
How competitive are we with other states?
There's good news and bad news. Actually, we're very competitive. We have revenues below national average. We're spending below national average, but frankly, what the numbers are really showing, we compared, for instance, 2002 with 2008 numbers from the Census Bureau, and all of our categories are just dropping. So, you know, it really talks about the fact that, you know, this isn't just the depression of the last couple of years. This is Michigan really falling, you know, down the well for the last decade. And we see some critical areas where, you know, our revenues have gone down, our expenditures have gone down. In some cases, you know, you'll say that's a good thing. And in other cases, you begin to wonder, if you don't start spending a little bit of money in certain areas, the question is, can you recover?
Bill, aren't those expenditures and investments to be expected? Isn't the population also declining?
Well, and that's the point, that I even adjusted for the differences between 2002 and 2008 with the census estimated census numbers. So I was looking at the fact that other states might be growing in population and adjusted for that. And in Michigan, even if we're losing population, I was adjusting for that. But this is really, you know, showing us that, and all the numbers are showing, for instance, that, for instance, the household per person income in this state has really fallen in the last 10 years. And we've gone from what was really a wealthy state to one where we are flirting with going into the bottom 10.
Right.
And the issue is, if the people's incomes are in the bottom 10, then your income tax revenues are going to be in the bottom 10.
Absolutely.
Your sales tax revenues are going to start going down towards the bottom 10.
I don't think anyone is disputing any of that economic information, any of those numbers, and I don't think anyone wants to do anything other than restore Michigan to prosperity. The question is, how do you do that, and how do you do it to protect the townships when there are so many other constituencies that are suffering and need their piece of the pie?
Well, and that, I think that, again, gets back into, you know, we're going to be looking to our new governor in terms of establishing the tone in terms of what we're doing. We're going to really have to focus our money on what is it going to do. Are we going to invest our money in areas that are going to generate more money for us? A perfect example when I look at this, the biggest number that jumped out at me as I was looking at this is that we're 48th in the nation in capital construction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If we aren't investing in our infrastructure, what business is going to invest in us?
I understand that, and I understand the need for infrastructure and transportation help in the state of Michigan in a lot of ways, but who's going to pay for it?
That's the hardest question on this. Because we can get into the issue, you know, we can just as easily fall into a deeper cliff, because if we know that we have average tax rates and it only gets us, you know, bottom incomes, if we start raising the rates, do we chase the people even further away?
I guess that's the question, and that's the great debate. Townships need more money. Cities need more money. Social services need more money. Corrections need more money. Higher education and K through 12 education certainly need more money. And when we find that money tree, everyone will be happy.
Aren't we all?
Bill, thanks so much. I appreciate your time and the information. If someone wants more information or wants to check out this report, where they go?
Go to www.michigantownships.org.
Michigantownships.org. Thanks so much. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. A lot to talk about with him. We'll be back with him. And Stan Gadick, President and CEO, Sun Country Airlines, will be in studio on Ebling and You.
Jack Ebling has insights on the Lansing stories that you